for the times I interrupt to explain why your ideas are the worst. I'm not sorry when I restate your opinions, pretending that I opined them first. I'm not sorry for labeling you abrasive or shrill, just for trying to sound like me, or else dismissing you with gentle condescension. For that I'm also not sorry. I'm not sorry for the toxic office culture that's telling you you need to take a seat. I'm not sorry for my fellow corporate vultures who look at you like just a piece of meat. I'm not sorry for the fact that being male beats out a PhD for an environment in which you're doomed to fail. You best believe I'm not sorry. But you say sorry in your email, reminding me that my reports are a week behind. The smallest request you preface nonetheless with sorry if you don't mind. And when the wheels of civilized conversation just seem to need some grease, you do what considerate people do, you go ahead and say sorry. Now the journalists and bloggers and the corporate consultants say you're the one with whom the problem lies. You see, you can't say sorry, oh, and you can't say just, and you've gotta fix that vocal fry. But when you realize no matter what you do that you just can't set yourself free, well, maybe the problem doesn't lie with you, maybe the problem's with me. But I'm not sorry for the ways I sabotage you and then tell you that you're to blame. I'm not sorry at all for whatever you call this sick, sadistic game. See, I made the rules so I know you'll lose, and that's how it'll always be. While I sit alone atop my manly throne, you'll never hear me say sorry. No, 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 I don't have to be sorry. Oh no, so you'll never hear me say sorry.